Well, Ken Thompson was Deputy Commissioner of Fire and Rescue in New South Wales until 2011. He's the co-founder of the group Emergency Leaders for Climate Action, which includes 23 former senior firefighters from across the nation who have more than 600 years of experience between them. They've been requesting a meeting with the Prime Minister to discuss how to better prepare for the worsening extreme weather that they say is being spurred by climate change. Not only has the Prime Minister so far refused to meet them, but today, as we've been hearing, the Deputy Prime Minister has called the integrity of those in the group into question. Ken Thompson says he's frustrated and disappointed by the way he and his fellow senior firefighters have been rebuffed by the federal government.
You know, most of us have well in excess of 30 years' experience. And we've seen a lot of changes in fire behaviour over that time. We've been noticing very significant changes in fire behaviour over the last, particularly 10 to 15 years. And I guess we became frustrated because there's been a lot of research out there for 30 years now that points to climate change being a big contributing factor. And we thought, really, this is an issue that we need to take to the top. We need to take it to the Prime Minister. And we need to talk about the issues that we feel need to be addressed, particularly at the national level.
So are you surprised that you haven't had a more positive response from the Prime Minister?
We're surprised. We're disappointed. We're frustrated. You know, this is a really big issue. And the science has been projecting exactly the types of conditions that we're seeing at the moment for a long, long time. And we felt that it was important to the Prime Minister to hear from us.
What specifically would you have asked Mr. Morrison to do had you had the opportunity to meet him?
Well, I think the important thing for us was to talk to him and give him our perspective, you know, based on the science and based on our own observations. Our main concern is with bushfire that our fire seasons are becoming much, much longer than they historically, you know, as they would run for about 6 months of the year. Now they're running for about 8 to 9 months of the year. And that's putting enormous pressure on firefighters and enormous pressure on the community. One of the big problems we have is that during the large bushfire campaigns, large aircraft are needed to be able to combat those fires. And those aircraft come down during our fire season at the end of the Northern Hemisphere fire season. Problem is that their fire seasons are becoming a lot longer as well. So we're being left vulnerable by not having those types of aircraft available to us in Australia at a time when we most need them. Those aircraft are incredibly expensive to buy and to operate, and they're beyond the capacity of the states and the territories to do that. So we wanted to talk to the Prime Minister about extending an existing program rather than waiting for something to become available from the Northern Hemisphere.
Emergency services leaders are generally highly respected as apolitical. But the Deputy Prime Minister this morning dismissed the letters from your group as possibly a, quote, front for something else. Are you some sort of political front, this Emergency Leaders for Climate Action group?
We're simply a group of 23 former fire and emergency services commissioners and deputy commissioners who have a very long-standing and very serious concern about human-induced climate change and its impact on the Australian environment and Australian people.
So what was your reaction when you heard the Deputy Prime Minister make those comments this morning?
Look, I don't really want to get into the whole finger-pointing and name-calling issue. As I said, we're trying to come to the table to bring issues that we see as being of national concern to the Australian government. And climate change is the issue. The science is very, very clear. There's no point not mentioning it. You kind of have to talk about it.
Well, certainly the Prime Minister, the Deputy Prime Minister, the New South Wales Premier have stressed they're not interested in talking about climate change right now. Do you have some sympathy that now is not the time to talk about it when they're visiting those people most seriously affected by the fires?
Yeah, you know, our concern as firefighters, a big part of our training and a part of our culture is about prevention. Now, when prevention fails, you know, you get the situation that you've got now. And you know, we certainly empathise enormously. You know, is it a time to talk about it? I think we need to talk about it pretty soon, if not today. We perhaps should have been talking about it, you know, 4 or 5 months ago when we first started writing these letters.
How frustrating is it for you watching the horrific scenes across New South Wales and the rest of the country, knowing that you could possibly have been able to put in place some form of enhanced preparation if you'd had the opportunity to meet with the Prime Minister?
Look, I mean, I can't hide my frustration. Would it have made a difference if we'd had meetings back then? It may have. The aircraft situation may have been eased in some way. You know, I often hear people in the media saying, you know, we were caught by surprise, or the community has been caught by surprise. Well, really, there shouldn't have been any surprise. It is frustrating that climate change, as one minister described it to me many years ago is the poison chalice of politics. I mean, it's something that we really need to be talking about. It's happening.
What do you fear that we will be facing next year and in future years if we don't actually come to grips with this?
People have been using the term that, you know, this is the new normal. And, you know, I was too for a while, but then I thought, no, this isn't the new normal. The old normal has gone, but this is more like a stepping stone towards even greater catastrophes. It's not going to stay like this. All the projections are that the situations that we're seeing at the moment will only get worse.
That's former Deputy Commissioner of Fire and Rescue in New South Wales, Ken Thompson. He's the co-founder of the group Emergency Leaders for Climate Action.